Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You know, Alan, one of the fun things that we get to do from time to time, having done this for as long as we've done this, is every now and then we kind of zip off the reservation a little bit and get a chance to try some things that we really probably would never have had a chance to do.
That's right. And we do find new wines from new places, which makes a lot of fun. My new place is Sardinia, which is a little island in the middle of the Mediterranean. And it's just so much fun. There's some really nice wines coming in from Sardinia these days.
I wouldn't know.
Well, now I know.
Please.
I'm in a position to tell you. There's a winery called Odaria, and I had the pleasure of meeting the winemaker a couple months ago. What a nice line of wines. Very, very well made and very intriguing. Let's start with one that may be familiar to people. That's called Cannonau.
Okay.
2023. This is only $22. In Sardinia, they call Grenache Cannonau, and it makes a really, really good wine. This one is racy, spicy, medium to full-bodied, and it's a nice red wine. The nose shows yeasty notes, a touch of field herbs, and very lively spice. And the spiciness and the liveliness carry over onto the palate. There's a lot of good bracing acidity to balance the deep fruit flavors. And I found a lot of red berry flavor in the wine. I think it was something that was almost overtly sweet. That's how
interesting
rich the fruit was. Although it's rustic in character, it does show a lot of refinement and good winemaking. And if I were making a Cassolet, for instance, this would be the wine to go to. It's just perfect. Enough tannin to cut through the fat and a ton of flavor.
Right.
So that's the Cannonau. Really very nice.
Sounds good.
Now, there's a white grape that we've become very fond of, and it does very well in Sardinia, and that's Vermentino.
Okay.
They have a Vermentino from 2024, only $19. And I think the best Vermentino seems to come from vineyards that are in sight of the Mediterranean Sea. And little Sardinia has plenty of opportunities for that.
Yes, they do.
They sure do. As usual, this Vermentino has a rich golden color. The aroma is just lovely. Spring flowers over kind of that meaty citrus smell of papaya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of an unusual thing. This is just, I think, a very food-friendly wine. A very, very nice, soft, rich, very fresh. The wine leads with this nice fruit, and it closes with a burst of acidity. And the opening flavors center on, say, ripe honeydew melon with a shading of mild butterscotch, which is interesting. Then it takes a right turn, and it goes into something that's like tart lemon peel. So that's pretty cool. This is a Vermentino from Odaria. Now, the wine of the week, I just love this one, and I want people to pay attention to this. It's called Monica, and this is an indigenous red grape, and its name is Monica. Sardinia apparently is the only place in the world where it grows, and Odaria is very, very good at making it. If you're looking for a light-bodied, fruity, flavorful red like Bartolino or Beaujolais, then this is your Huckleberry. The wine starts with a brisk aroma reminiscent of carnations and a little bit of thyme, so that's kind of unusual. It's a very, very unique combination. The wine is quite light with zingy acidity and pleasantly bitter fruit. It makes me think of wild strawberries, green apples, and a touch of lime. I just love this wine, and the Monica is my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.